sure she was invited, because yeah, and they say we want to have her for dinner, so that there won't be any bitching around. Good, 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 good. How about Giselle, would you hear to that? Good. That's great, good deal. That's right, I think she's like Trace. Tonight, oh, by all means, by all means, okay, honey. Fine, how are you coming on the refrigerator? Okay. Julie is calling while I was in here, I returned the call back. Do you want us to do it? She said, you know, if you talk to Ron, I said yes, and I also talked to President. She said, well, hey, if you could do it, then you should talk to Connie, and I said, well, I'd be delighted to. And she said, how would you do it? And I said, I'd explain that we're, you know, cutting back and all that, that Mrs. Nixon had thought that she basically can handle the overall management over there now, because she's without the campaign and without the girls around and the need to tie their schedules in and all that, that we could reduce that. She felt this was a good time to make the change, and we're making all these major changes over on this side, cutting things back 50%, which we can't do as much over there, but do this and all, and she said that'd be fine, and she agreed with that approach. She said that was very good. And she said, just be sure and be nice to her, that, you know, I don't want her, I like Connie and all that. I said, I understood, that I thought Connie would understand. And I think she will. I think Connie.
Connie's a strong.
You know, she's a tough broad who will.
Real she's a.
Probably figure, she, you know, it's a good time to get out anyway. I really don't think there'd be a problem.
She'll understand this is a good time, and she could say she's finished her work.
That's right. That's right.
Great.
So, that's all on board. And she said, you could tell her that Julie will be available as a volunteer to help. And I said, I don't think I ought to raise Julie in this context at all.
No.
Julie was obviously there. You're talking about. I said, oh, no, that's right. No, no, no.
I worked something out on the research thing, which will allow you to make your 50% cut very nicely. You've got, I noticed, for example, that Noel Cook did one of the functions, and there are other very good line people, Dave Gergen, and a lot of other people like that, all sitting over there together. We know who the good men are and so forth. Put them out in departments. Have them out there, so if we can have counselors in, we can have speech writers in, and put them out in departments. And then, when you want, and assign to them, say, you can call somebody up who's working in the interior department and say, well, would you work on the remarks to the president tonight? Or even have them come in, you know what I mean? With the understanding in the department that the White House has first call for our purposes. But it's not
exactly what we're planning to do. Ray is concerned that it's, you know, that is.
I know, Ray was a bold man, let people around.
Yeah, so I disagree. I think the guys getting out of the departments will give them,
right,
you know, a little more new blood,
right,
people.
Well, also, not a bunch of people sit around and do this and that and the other thing. You know what I mean? Like, just Ray is used to working with big staffs, and we're going to stop that. Who's going to be the editor of Ray? Who's going to be the editor?
No.
No. You can't be. Okay. Well, you have to find a way, so that's good. They should meet in the EOB and all. I mean, quite often. I mean, they really don't break the thing up at all. They can have offices there and everything. They can have offices right there. I don't mind that a bit. They are presidential people, but out in the department.
Yeah.
Then they come in. And, you know what I mean? Let's face it, we don't have something every goddamn day. And have this one or that one or the other one. We've got instant communication. They can put it on the teletype. They can work things out. No progress made, I assume, in the speechwriter for me.
No, unless there's some. Roger's raised an interesting thing. He asked if we would be averse to Sapphire going over to state as their assistant secretary for public affairs or whatever it is. And apparently he had talked to them. Sapphire was kind of interested in doing that. Which may not be bad. said on my.
I thought Sidecar was gonna write a book.
I did too, but maybe he's having second thought. He also said that he is, one thing, he suggested Macomber for Turkey, which is what Macomber would like to do. He's a loyal guy, we need a better guy over there, apparently. And the guy would die.
Yeah, a good man.
So that was one possibility. Then he also,
tell me last time back to Sidecar, what the hell is he would do over there? I mean, he'll be loyal to us, that's for sure, but where is the.
It's the programs.
Who then is gonna do the, who the hell is gonna do the book? So we're all, we have no, like, old forgotten question, why didn't you write that?
They do the book.
Nobody beat up, can.
They do the book from over there.
No, it can't, and that's a whole time job.
Well, let's see what. I'm not sure you really want a first-term book.
I'm not sure.
There's some pluses, but there's some, I wouldn't go overboard to get one.
Well, I would go overboard to get Sidecar all the way.
That's right. And a lot of, see, nothing ended at the end of the first term. There isn't any cutoff there. There is an election, and it is, gives you an artificial point to wrap up.
It's a good story, if not, well.
Well, there's a lot of good stories.
A book should be written called 1972.
Yeah.
That is a hell of a good book. And somebody should have thought of it. Should, you know, that should be on its way. It should either be a monograph or a book. Then you get it in China, you get it in Russia, you get it in May 8th, and you get it in the election. And it's a hell of a damn year. That's what I write for a book, 1972, in Korea. Good.
just like bus lanes. Chuck did a hell of a job getting, you know, and who they've got in those two.
Okay.
Cross section.
Talk all you want, you know, about Chuck's statements and so forth, but show me another body of the White House staff that would've done that. Show me one, just one.
He did.
Show me one, half of one, where he done it.
He did, and he, you know.
Would George Schultz have done it, would Hodge have done it? Hell no.
Nope, that was, he did a hell of a job.
I, since you already got that idea, and it's good, the other problem is, I say, I really gotta know what Democratic leaders I should see or talk to or something, maybe I should talk to people on the phone, maybe that'd be a good idea. I think what I will do, give me a list of key Democratic leaders that I can call and make Christmas calls to, that would be a very good idea. That'll sing around the goddamn country. You understand?
Yeah.
That's one thing that would be good. Now, I don't want just a list of people, you know, as far as the old friends stuff and so forth, I think about for the inauguration, everything we're doing enough there for our friends, would you agree with, for the Gladstones, the Backmall Kays, et cetera, or do you think we should call them on Christmas too? I don't think so. I think this should be a cynical business of getting to the legislative leaders to get it out. Isn't that a pretty good way for me to, in other words, have my conferences with them all? And just take about 15 or 20. I don't want to fire around with any of the House people except those of very, very important. You know, I see Goldwater because he ran for president, because he bitches unless he does see. But I don't want to go down the line of Wally Bennett because he's 80 years of age, or I may have to, understand, he may have to be called, but I don't want to predict the Republicans. I want the Democrats covered. Christmas calls, I think, could be useful. Now, the way you work, Julia Carson, when she is here, too, is a beauty of the situation. I finally got somebody now that I can, and it's like you can't do it without it. It's Steve or anybody like that. Even Steve is very subtle and nice. You know, like trying to work it out. Like seeing Rose is trying to get Pat to invite her over to dinner.
Yeah.
You will go ahead.
Yeah.
Or get Mrs. Longworth set up, because I've been trying to get after him. Mrs. Longworth set up, and she's procrastinating, and so finally she has to have a little bit. You really got Lucy to call her and set up a date and so forth. But you see, the way you've done it here previously, it's not through a memorandum, and all of a sudden I say, what the hell is this memorandum from the West Wing? It doesn't work. It doesn't work.
Call does needed. The call does needed. You know, just, you're absolutely right. Having Julie is just.
Now,
so
you know, so agree. I don't know, when do you think we will hear from Ann Armstrong's question?
I talked to she was going to talk to her family. And they called, then she wants to talk to me before she goes back home. And then she'll,
is she here in Washington still?
She's here now. She doesn't go home on Sunday. And then she wants to talk to him when she gets home. You know?
I guess that's a talk. That would be very nice. Ever have a talk with Julie before she goes. If that'd be useful or not, is it too early? Maybe not. Say that. Going ahead, getting it, don't get confused. The point is that she's not going to talk to you again, she's not going to go and talk to her family. And then come back and tell you whether she does it or not.
She'll do it.
But do you think she's going to do it?
Oh, yeah. She'll. If we can work it. Her only hang, she'll do anything that she feels is useful. And what she feels useful is what you tell her is useful. As long as she can have the time flexibility so that she can have the equipment.
We can give her the assignment of handling the POWs, MIA. It's going to be a brutal assignment because assuming we have no settlement, it's going to be a period of several months where we're just bombing.
Okay, she wants tough assignments.
And which she's got to go tell them and all the ladies, we can't do it, but that where they can. You remember, Bob, put this down into a little black hat. I cannot again go walking up to that
have an inaugural address, which I've got, if you want to take a look at it.
Who?
Bruce Hutchinson. I just had him do it out of the blue with no guidance at all. I just said, write what you think ought to be the inaugural address.
All right.
And it's kind of interesting. He's good. He's good.
Do you have three things like that that I can take with me to Florida?
Okay.
And I'll get to work on it.
Okay.
I mean, I don't want 30 like I had before, but the state of the union, that was too much to attend to, but I guess I haven't got that much time. I can put it in, I've got to put the time in to run it out of that government. No, I want one of about 2,000 words, you know. If they ever read the second inaugural addresses, DRs and FDRs particularly, they are brief. Brief. Got it. Who else do you see as a writer? Hutchinson, Price. I think House Philosopher is good for him. He'll tilt it too far to the left, but on the other hand, by meeting with Earl from time to time, Earl will pull him back to the right. That's what I think will help there.
You can pull right back to the right, and you can, we can use a little leftward tilt just to keep looking at things.
We don't need to worry about his, about soft shot. He will be left, so the main thing is don't get him so far left that he's on mushy oil. Because the difficulty with the Ray Price speeches generally is that they frankly are sappy and mushy. And it's kind of a thing that appeals to a constituency that we do not win. Gotta say something. Who else is gonna do something?
I think we're gonna have a sapphire. Just because you think it's an idea,
it's 800 words.
Actually, we look at
1500.
Second level, we're
talking about 2,000 words, absolute maximum. Absolute. No, that would be a minute, that's too high. I'll give you the word count later. I'll get my book out. I'm going to count Wilson second, and, not Wilson's, but TRs and FDRs second, and I'm
sell it, huh?